It is so good to be here. Just 10 short hours ago, I woke up at 4 a.m. in Steubenville, Ohio, and began the trip to the Pittsburgh airport to O'Hare until finally I landed a short while, well, 2 hours ago in Oklahoma City, and we drove down. I was glad to drive, you know, because that the flight was very smooth, but the landing in Oklahoma City, the flight was smooth, but as soon as we touched down, I could feel the pilot's anxiety. We came to lurching to a sudden stop. I'm guessing in about 5 seconds, he applied the brakes on full. He applied the rear thrusters on full blast. We all lurched forward. He left the intercom on up in the cockpit. He said, "That has to be the shortest runway on Earth." Well, the co-pilot replied dutifully. He said, "Yes, sir, but look out the side windows. It must also be the widest runway on Earth." That didn't really happen. But I think it illustrates a point. You know, we make things more difficult when we approach them the wrong way. And that isn't just true for runways. It was true in my experience when it came to the Mass. Because for me, the Mass was something that was contrary to Scripture. As a teenager, I experienced the grace of conversion, and I began to get more involved in Bible study. But the formation I received was such that I believed that the Catholics believed that they were re-crucifying Jesus Christ in the Mass, and so I had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with it. But on the other hand, studying the Bible, now that was exciting. And back in the early 70s, when I was in high school experiencing this conversion, you know, it was the book of Revelation that was so exciting. Now, I suspect that most of you are cradle Catholics, and there's probably nothing quite as familiar as the Mass, with the familiar routines, the gestures, the responses, whereas the book of Revelation, on the other hand, well, that is a different matter. You know, I find that many cradle Catholics avoid the book of Revelation like the plagues described on the pages of the Apocalypse. But for me and my friends, it wasn't that way. It was the other way around. Because there was a brand new book hot off the presses in the early 70s entitled The Late Great Planet Earth by a best-selling author named Hal Lindsey. That book went on to sell more than 40 million copies. It went into more than 50 different modern languages in translation, and it was literally hot off the presses. And so, as a new Christian eager to study God's Word, I took that book at face value, and I realized that I and my friends, we were the ones who were lucky enough to be alive at the end of time when Christ would come again. And it was just a matter of days, maybe weeks, months at the most. But we were eager to get into the book of Revelation so that we would be the lucky ones to be taken up to the clouds in the rapture, while all the unbelievers would be what? Left behind. You can see that approach still sells books very well these days, just by those two words, left behind. But you know, we wanted to be raptured to heaven and avoid the 7 years of tribulation that all the unbelievers would have to go through, including, I'm sorry to say, you Catholics. Because we kind of considered you among the unbelievers because of all of that superstition. Well, I went through this Bible study literally for months. I wasn't really expecting to make it to the end because the teacher said, "You keep one eye on the 6 o'clock news and the headlines, the other eye on the book of Revelation, because the rapture's around the corner and the Antichrist is soon to appear." Well, after about 4 months of this and the Bible study was over, nothing had happened. So after the summer, a couple of my friends suggested, "Why don't we take another Bible study course in this neighborhood on the book of Revelation?" So we did it again that fall. The same thing. After about 3 or 4 months, none of these prophecies that were going to be fulfilled imminently happened. So after about a year of this, I got to be honest, my friends and I, we were a little disenchanted, a little disillusioned. And so I went off to graze in greener pastures like the Gospels, you know, like the letters of Paul. They seem to be more, you know, sensible, more easily read and understood. But I'll never forget the experience of going through the book of Revelation, all 22 chapters, looking for the rapture, looking for the Antichrist, looking for the battle of Armageddon, just so that we would be prepared when Christ came again, which we thought back in the 70s was just a few days, weeks, or months away.